Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Back with Vershawn Jackson on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Ooh. That day I'll always remember. Yes,
I will. Come on, B.
Yeah.
That my daddy died.
Hey, I got him playing all kind of stuff over here, B.
I see that.
You know, we got our genre of music is wide.
Yeah.
It's not just one thing. It's not just rap or R&B. It's a little bit of everything.
I agree. Yes.
So a little birdie, and I forgot about this. I meant to ask you about this, but this wasn't one of my questions. And we'll get to HGTV. But Kenny Wilhite was your big brother, man.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Kenny said, man, he had to – he appreciates you pushing him, and you made him work hard, so he didn't want to lose his position to you.
He told me that many times. He made sure I knew that. He said, "You made me work," especially coming off his leg injury. So that was my goal. I was going in. I had a statement to prove, and I wanted to show that I can play and I can compete. I wanted to contribute, especially as an undersized player. I wanted to show everybody that I could play Division I football, and that was my goal, to go in no matter what. I don't care what the situation was, where I was on the depth chart, I was going to try to win a job.
How good was Kenny Wilhite?
Very good. I thought I was quick. Kenny was very quick. Kenny was cat quick, too. I was like, man, I got to pick my game up. And, you know, when you face people like that, that's how you know. You're like, all right, you either respect it or you fear it. And I respected a lot, and I said, all right, I got to match wits. And then it became more mental for me to say, all right, I got to have my mental game on point of, all right, where do I need to be? So if I understand where I need to be before you and I'm quicker than you, I will win majority of the time. But for Kenny was very special that way, especially a hooper too. And we was like a match made in heaven because I love basketball. He loved basketball. I think a whole team loved basketball at that time. So
yeah, everybody loved basketball at that time. I tell people this all the time. I was like, I got better at basketball in college
right,
than I was when I was in high school. And, right. Man, I would love to see that, man. They got AI out there. I'm trying to think of who I can compare Kenny to because I ain't never seen his game. So it's hard for me to say, you know what I mean? I don't know who to compare him to.
Nah, it is different. He's stop and go guy when he got the ball and he tried to pull up on you too. So it's different.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do some investigation on old Kenny Wilhite. We have to have him on too. But another thing, okay, so having you guys, when I say you guys, I mean Nebraska corners are known for hitting. Why?
You had no choice. It was the style we was playing, our reads. Had to put us in the front because we was in the front. We was involved in the front, understanding where that tackle went, where that wing went down or went away or came at you or arc blocked towards you. Those were the things. You had to come and force the edge and make sure it was turned back. And if you turned down anything, you weren't going to be out there. And your black shirt, you'd be sitting there with a yellow shirt or a white shirt in your locker, and you didn't want that.
So, you didn't tell me McBride would take you all the way down to a white shirt?
Yeah, you would drop.
That.
I'm telling It was yeah. But that's what stands out to me. I white shirt, yellow shirt, black shirt. You knew. You just like, man, what kind of shirt you got? All right, I'm good. You walk into that locker room. You never knew. And that was the joy of it. But at the same time, it put that pressure on you. Like, I got to continue to do my job. I got to work hard.
HGTV.
Yes.
What is that?
Well, I'm a home improvement type guy. I like watching Discovery and the nature shows and all that. But HGTV is like a home makeover show where they surprise your spouse. Or like my wife was trying to get me, because I do football and I'm always traveling. So she's like, she called them up and said, hey, I would like to do this thing for my husband, and we'll redo a room for him and get the house done. So they called me because they realized she was raising three kids by herself and she needed the makeover. And so we tricked her and I just flipped it. And then I had some of her girlfriends take her out of town for the weekend. And then we redid the house for her. And when she got home, the house was done. It was a great feeling for her because she got to see it. And she always talk about these home improvement shows. When the people come back, they always say, oh my God, oh my God. And she was like, I would never say that on the show. And the first thing out of her mouth when she saw it, oh my God.
Right.
It's just a natural feeling. And so it was good, and it was a great show to be a part of, just because.
Where can we find that at? Can we find that?
It's somewhere on there, yeah.
YouTube, HGTV?
HGTV, it was called Debbie Travis. Yeah, okay. Debbie Travis was the lead lady on it, yeah.
Okay.
The modeler, yeah.
If you guys want to see that, Debbie Travis, you can go check that Debbie out.
Yeah.
Okay, so I just want to play a little quick little game with you.
Yeah.
And it's because you've been in Canada for a long time.
Yes.
Okay. Well, and I know some people that played up in Canada, from Jerome Peterson, my boy Scott Kloman, just a lot of people that I know that played up there. And I'm always curious, because I never got a chance to play up there, but I'm always curious what's better. So what's better? Is it better in the United States or Canada, the food?
The U.S.
Cars.
They bring cars from the U.S. and take them to Canada because then they become cheaper. So that's a tricky one. I say that's easy.
Okay, so weather.
Depends on what part of the country.
Well, you're in Montreal now, right? You there now?
Yeah, I'm in Montreal right now.
Okay, so Montreal compared to, well, we can't compare it to Arizona. That'd be tough.
Right, that's what I said. You can't compare Arizona. But the living-wise, Montreal is beautiful.
Okay. That was my next question, the view.
Montreal.
Okay, so
you can't
Canada.
Beat it. You can't beat it, yeah.
What about fishing?
Oh, that's big. Montreal. Oh,
really?
I would say Canada. I would say Canada. Canada's nice.
Okay. What about TV? Stuff that's on TV.
U.S., yeah.
What are they watching? When I went to Berlin, it was the weirdest stuff that came on TV in Berlin. Seriously.
Yeah.
But so is Canada like that, or is it kind of like we are over here?
It is kind of like that, just because of Quebec is French Canadian. And so you will get, when you go outside of the province of Quebec and you go to the Midwest or something like that, sometimes some of the hotels and some of the things like that will have the Canadian channels on there, like you would in Berlin, where you have English, and all of a sudden you have the native tongue on TV. So I would say the language, yeah, you do have that on TV. So I would say Canada is that way in some parts, but for the most part, they get their TSN, which is ESPN affiliate. So